Before I get started today, I want to ask a favor. As you listen today, if you like what you hear, please leave a review and share the episode. If you want to discuss anything from this episode or any other, please reach out to the Strive, Seek, Find page on Facebook or to @ChanceWhitmore5 on Twitter. Thanks. For those of us who are old enough to remember Lilly von Stupp's famous song from Blazing Saddles, I'm tired. And while the thrust of this song is both inappropriate and doesn't match up with what I'm feeling, I at least get the sentiment. Welcome to the Strive, Seek, Find podcast. I'm Chance Whitmore. One of the things I remember quite well from last year was how energetic and productive I was. The garden boxes, the table, the yard, the garden, they were all done by this time and they were in incredible shape. The universe was making things difficult, but personally I felt I was kicking just a little bit of ass. But life is a marathon, not a sprint. And that maniac energy, at least in my case, has waned as the pandemic has marched on. Right now, I keep looking at things and thinking, I should have this done. I should be further down the road on that. And then I come back to the fact that I'm feeling so damned tired. So as a result, last year, during the early part of the 2020 lock-in, there was evening walks. There was a lot of time in the yard at night during my lunch break. Obviously, when you're back in the office, that can't happen. Things that were designed to keep me moving, keep me feeling productive. Now, 2021, as the world gets a little more normal, I haven't been reading. Instead, I get home and I stream or I listen to watch some brain-sapping equivalent to comfort food. In other words, things I've seen a lot, things I'm comfortable with. And rarely do I extend outside that comfort zone. Probably the best example of this is I have watched Star Wars Rebels 4 times this year. Not the episodes, the entire series. All while carving a Homer Simpson-esque butt groove right into my sofa. This spring, instead of the garden being ready, I've barely started my spring cleaning, which should have, there's that phrase again, started 6 weeks ago. So the garden's not planted, let alone having homegrown seedlings to start it from. Now, getting home from work has become a flop down on the bed or on the couch to try to reclaim enough energy to start another day. And most of the time, exercise was that walk up the stairs to get to bed or back out the door to get to work. But there are signs that things are starting to get better for me on this front. Workouts have started again, slowly and poorly. The spring cleaning is almost totally done now. And if you love burning weeds, my weekend would have qualified as a raucous party as the fire pit got a strong workout burning tumbleweeds that had blown into my backyard. I guess what I'm trying to say, whether it's depression, anxiety, exhaustion, or just change fatigue, and you aren't at your most productive, I get it. Many of us have hit this point. And I've been struggling with that because I know I need to be more. But what I'm trying to remember is to give myself some grace for not being at that place or point. Take time to rest, or at least give yourself a mental break. But not to flop for the day or work on a butt groove. For me right now, I'm having to get back to my roots, back to the basics. Simplifying the garden. I'm reminding myself I don't have the same time I did a year ago. So I'm going to be satisfied with potatoes, carrots, tomatoes, and onions this year. And not nearly as many of them. So there's going to be some of those nice new garden beds sitting empty this year. And I'm at peace with it. I'm trying to reset my goals to fit the current reality. We're all different people than we were a year ago, and so a reevaluation is just a smart process to take. Some goals are dropping off. Some of them are getting new timescales. Whatever you need to do to start moving yourself forward. And working on those goals mentally is a sign that you're no longer living in crisis and are starting to move yourself forward. And for me, at least, that ends a whole bunch of navel gazing as I start to forward plan rather than worrying about what next survival step is going to be. For me, just beginning to drop the word "should be" from these conversations will go a long way to help. And at times that's going to have to be enough. So that when I'm on the couch at 5 a.m. watching Robin Hood with my youngest, I will strive not to think about what I should be doing, but rather just hug her close and live in that moment. I don't want "should be" to steal away those memories and those moments. Please take care of yourselves. Thought I'd share something new I'm trying out. So, what I started to try for my workout was completely kicking my rear end. I'm going to continue to try with modification, but it's not the pain. It's just, I don't move like that right now. So I have been having better luck getting ready to go hiking by throwing some weight in my old backpack and getting out on the road. I believe the technical term these days is rucking. It's helping because it allows me to get a workout in while I wait for my middle daughter at her football practice. I'll let you know what I really think of it after I have a few more miles under my belt in a couple of weeks. But for now, it seems to be doing some great things for me. I'll take it. Quick shout out. I don't know if most of you know that there are right now approximately 1.8 million podcasts out there. According to a statistic I saw recently, only about 800 or 900,000 of them are currently active. Alongside this, the average podcast goes for about 6 episodes. So when you find one that is at hit the markers of 25, 35, 45, 50, you've got someone who has been consistent and putting time into their craft. And so I want to reach out and congratulate The Paul and Griff Show for hitting that milestone this week. They do good work. They're solid supporters of this show as well. So congratulations, guys. Very happy for you. Worth mentioning. I haven't made a lot of time to read as of late. The combination of exhaustions and lack of focus make it very difficult to wrap my mind around the written word. This weekend, out of a need for some sort of release, I reached out to the bookshelf and grabbed an old friend of mine. In this case, it was The Songs of Distant Earth by Arthur C. Clarke. Now, Arthur C. Clarke is famous for books like 2001 and 2010. So this is not one of his most famous books, but in my opinion, it is one of the top two that he wrote. And it's week by week for me to tell you which one I would put first over the other. This book deals with a first encounter between two human cultures, one from a now destroyed Earth and a colonial culture that had been shipped there centuries before. The world building in this book is brilliant, as is the character work that is done around it. My favorite bit in the whole novel is a description of why the Jeffersonian Constitution version 3.0 that is used by the colony is written so that the greatest disqualifier for the presidency is not wanting the job. It is a book that is intelligent and well written, and you absolutely need to check this out. That's it for this week's edition of Strive, Seek, Find. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, please leave a review. It really helps. If you had feedback or ideas, please reach out to the Strive, Seek, Find page on Facebook or to at Chance Whitmore 5 on Twitter. Until next time, keep seeking your own brilliant future. Have a great week.